Sena, Tammy Warnoff, Tarina Nadura, Sam Alkoff, Tamari Astudio, John Hamilton, Robbie Karen, Hani Massoud, Hannah Elias. Our executive director, Julie Crosby. Special thanks to Becca Staley, John Randolph, Paul Powell, Mike DeFilippo, Miguel Noguera, Dennis Moynihan. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
You're listening to CKEW 95.9 FM.
Yes, you are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, and we acknowledge that we are broadcasting on Treaty 1 territory, the traditional and ancestral lands of the Anishinaabe, Inuwak, Dakota, and Anishinaabe peoples, and the homeland of the Red River Métis Nation. Yes, indeed. Welcome to Voyage. 3 hours of jazz of various kinds. A little different today. This is my Christmas show, so you should either be warned or be happy. Once a year, I sort of try and find seriously some of the playable, really good jazz seasonal music. And today you will hear some of that, and as well as some of the just regular and quote stuff that gets played around here. But it will probably be a little mellower than normal, just because of the season. I won't be able to be here next Wednesday, which is actually Christmas Day, and it's not on my grid this year. So this is my Christmas show, even though it's a whole week ahead of time. What you just heard in that opening was drummer Ernesto Cervini's group called Turboprop. And they are a really neat group and actually play some pretty serious stuff. But this is a Turboprop Christmas, which has two or three tracks. And I'm going to play a couple more in just a minute or so. This is Tara Davidson on alto sax and flute, Joel Fram on tenor, Adrian Farlucia on piano, William Karn on trombone, Dan Loomis on bass, and a friend of the station, and I think I can almost call him a personal friend of mine, a drummer, Ernesto Cervini, on drums. And they have released two or three little extra things for the season that have both humor and obviously just sort of a different approach to let their hair down, so to speak. And I will get back to that in just a minute. But it will be the same sort of procedure today, and I have one lasting perpetual traditional thing that happens on my Christmas show. It's a track that you're going to be here in a little while that I have played every year for 25 years, and so it continues today. But to go through the whole list for briefly for what's going on here, then I'll get back to back to a more serious description. But yeah, I will start with Ernesto's turboprop in a couple of minutes. Then alto player and leader Christine Jensen from her wonderful album called Harbor. Then bassist Joe Fonda with one of my favorite albums of the year called Eyes on the Horizon, and I'll talk about that in a while. Drummer Matt Wilson with some seasonal stuff, a brand new album of seasonal music that has some really cool stuff on it. Then the Karn Davidson Nine out of the GTA, a nonette with some of the same people that are in Ernesto's group. Then I'm going to play something from the WJO's album called Sweet Messiah, which is definitely seasonal. Then what passes for historical segment today, I've played bits and pieces of this album over the years, and I don't think I've ever played like three or four tracks all at once. And I'm going to do that sort of for my almost historical, well, it is historical, it was recorded in the 90s, with Boogie Wesseltoft from the album It's Snowing on My Piano, which is considered by critics to be arguably the best seasonal jazz album ever recorded. Then a couple of tracks from a Columbia album called Jingle Bell Swing, which includes the wonderful, poignant, and never-to-be-forgotten Deck Us All with Boston Charlie. And that is my traditional inclusion in all of my Christmas shows. Following that, a new album from a group called Tar Baby that requires some explanation there, I think. And I'll take us out with whatever time is left, with Duke Ellington's album of the Nutcracker Suite, the whole Nutcracker Suite, and it's very, very good. The writing is excellent, and it's that will take us to the end of our show. But to get back to the beginning, I've mentioned the personnel that are involved in Ernesto Cerini's group called Turbo Proc, Prop. They have performed here, I guess, last year at the Jazz Festival, and they are a very solid group, very fine group that releases albums periodically, and all of the personnel perform in the GTA and in other groups, which is a part of the very active jazz program in the whole Toronto area. But as I mentioned, Cervini has released two other tracks from a very turboprop Christmas. And the first one is Christmas Time Is Here, and then Little Drummer Boy, which sort of makes sense, I guess, as Ernesto is a drummer. So I'm going to start off, basically, you've had a new theme song, if you will. But now here is the Ernesto Cervini's turboprop with a couple of, you know the tunes here.
Thank you.
a very turboprop Christmas there with Ernesto Cervini's band called Turboprop doing some sort of end-filling things at sessions that led to full albums and releasing two or three little singles there for the seasonal market, if you will. Neat stuff there. And you're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. It is 10:15 now, Central Time, in the week before Christmas. And I hope that whatever this season means for preparations and for trying to get things done and running around or not, and all the stuff that can happen here that isn't always very pleasant, I hope that it's going well for you. And that you can take some time to take a deep breath and feel okay about yourself, if not about the rest of the world, and which seems to be coming apart. But that's a story for another day, not today. Moving away now from the Christmas, specific Christmas and seasonal music for a while, alto player Christine Jensen is just getting stronger and stronger in terms of her writing and leading of large ensemble. She's got some fabulous releases, and her latest one is called Harbor. And it has people like Remy-Jean LeBlanc on bass, Eric Hove on alto sax and flute, along with Donnie Kennedy, also on soprano, Samuel Blay on barry and bass clarinet, and Jean-Sébastien Vachon on bass trombone. And the compositions and the conductor here is mainly by soprano saxophone player here, Christine Jensen. Drums, Jan Wicken, the featured trumpeter, and really she just does a great job here with her sister Ingrid Jensen, is the featured trumpeter throughout most of the album. Steve Regula on guitar, Gary Versace on piano, and Claire Devlin on tenor, along with Chet Doxis, and Dave Martin and Taylor Donaldson on trombones. And trumpet, well, I've mentioned Ingrid Jensen and Jocelyn Couture on trumpet as well. There's the full lineup, and they have some very, very fine playing on this album. It's just a treat. And as I say, if I mention that you can use her name in the same breath as Maria Schneider, then that is pretty high praise indeed. Here's Christine Jensen from Harbor with the title track called Harbor, and then something called Cascadian Fragments. Christine Jensen. Thank you. Two tracks from a wonderful album called Harbor. Yes, spelled this correctly with the U, with saxophonist Christine Jensen as the leader, composer, and just a great album there, and her sister Ingrid on trumpet throughout. This is a very fine album, and her writing just gets better and better. I'm very impressed with her work. She has worked extensively across the country, and this is a very fine album, Harbor, Christine Jensen. It's 10:40 Central Time. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays. And because this is my closest program to actual Christmas Day, it is my annual Christmas program. Now, that's not meaning that every track is related to seasonal music, but there'll be a lot of seasonal stuff coming up still later on in the show. But for next one up, I'm going to play one of my very, very favorite albums for the year with the Joe Fonda Quartet. Joe Fonda plays bass, and this quartet album called Eyes on the Horizon has a trumpeter Wadada Leo Smith, Satoko Fuji on piano, and Tiziano Tonani on drums. Fonda says that Wadada Leo Smith, the trumpeter, has been a major influence and a mentor to him. And as I mentioned in my review in the paper, it's not unusual to have tribute albums in the jazz world. It is somewhat unusual to have a tribute album and the person being praised is actually included in the album, which is sort of cool. And this is a very amazing album. Every time you listen to it, you pick up something new. And they are just four remarkable players who are in each other's minds and just play incredibly well together. Wadada Leo Smith is very strong, and you put people like Satoko Fuji and Joe Fonda into that mix, and you've got a great, great quartet album. I'm going to play two tracks from the album. The first one is called Like No Other. The second track is called Listen to Dr. Cornel West. Dr. Cornel West, which you may or may not know, is an American theologian, political activist, philosopher, and social critic. And he has actually appeared as a voiceover on some earlier jazz albums and is respected very highly in the social activist and I think even in the theological group as well. But here are two tracks then from Joe Fonda. The album is called Eyes on the Horizon. This is Like No Other, and listen to Dr. Cornel West. Mm-hmm.